Now to help us consider an Elizabeth Warren for President campaign, we're joined this morning by Democratic political consultant Marianne Marsh. Good morning, Marianne, and Happy New Year.
Good morning, Bob. Happy New Year.
So why did Elizabeth Warren choose New Year's Eve Day to make this announcement? Do you think she gets lost in the holiday at all?
I think it's the exact opposite. I mean, frankly, nobody's done more to prepare for a presidential campaign in 2020 than Elizabeth Warren. And filing for this exploratory committee is just one more step. So she smartly did it before everybody else, and now everyone else will be measured against her.
Elizabeth Warren and Donald Trump are, of course, already very familiar antagonists, and the campaign is likely to be all about Trump, or largely about Trump anyway, along with the agenda of whoever the Democrats nominate. Is it advantageous for Warren that she's already sparred publicly with Donald Trump?
Well, no one seems to get under Donald Trump's skin quite the way that Elizabeth Warren does. And we saw that all the way through to last evening, in fact. But interestingly, Elizabeth Warren really didn't focus on Donald Trump yesterday in her announcement, in her video, any of her comments, any of that. And I think that's smart for two reasons. First and foremost, she's clearly running on the economy and making it fair for everybody in this country, not just the top 1%. And secondly, I think there's at least a 50-50 chance Donald Trump doesn't make it to 2020 because of the Mueller investigation.
The expectation is that quite a few Democrats could launch presidential campaigns, maybe as many as 20 or so, with a lot of them, like Warren, in the left wing of the party. How will she make herself stand out in that field?
One way is all the preparation she's done. She's put together the message, the organization, the money that you need to play a long game. So she'll be able to stay in this for a long, long time, no matter what, and pick up support when others falter. Remember, if you're talking about a 20-plus field and there are at least 30 people thinking about it, you don't need 50%, 60%, 70%. You need to pick up chunks of support along the way. And Elizabeth Warren has a very good shot at Iowa and New Hampshire, the first two contests coming out of the block in 2020. So if she does that, she has some impressive momentum going into South Carolina, Nevada, California, which is a big X factor in the race in 2020, which we have not had in California this early in the primary process. In fact, California will start early voting before the Iowa caucuses.
Do you think the appearance of Senator Warren and the Democratic field veering to the left plays into the hands of Republicans in 2020, whether or not President Trump is on the ballot?
People are going to look for someone who's going to fight for them, someone who's going to make it clear that if you get a good education, you work hard, you play by the rules, you can support yourself and your family. Though I do think the Mueller investigation is going to be one of the biggest factors in this election, because I think when the findings come out, it could not only define this election, but determine who the nominee is. Because voters are going to look up and say, can you be the president to follow Donald Trump in his wake and fix all of this?
Does the long list of politicians from Massachusetts who've run for the White House in the last 20, 30 years carry any baggage for Senator Warren in places outside of the Northeast? Mike Dukakis, John Kerry, Mitt Romney?
Yeah, I don't think voters think that way. I mean, it's certainly an advantage for the New Hampshire primary because everyone in New Hampshire, especially the southern part, knows any Massachusetts politician well, especially if they run for president. They've been on their TV screens, on their radios for years. A woman from Massachusetts has never run for president, and certainly no one like Elizabeth Warren, who really has built up over the last 7+ years a national grassroots base of support and fundraising that we haven't seen before either.
Democratic political consultant Marianne Marsh, principal with the Dewey Square Group here in Boston, thanks a lot for speaking to us about Senator Elizabeth Warren's apparent bid for 2020.
My pleasure. Thanks, Bob.